Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tune to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W.G. Porter, coming to you from Orlando, Florida. City, beautiful, sunshine, trees blowing in the wind. There's not a cloud right now in the sky. Oh, beautiful day, beautiful day. It's always a beautiful day. Oh, yes, to be alive. And we thank God for you, you, and you today that are listening. We thank God for just being here today. Yes, we do. We want you to call us at 347-857-3925. Call us here while we're on the air so we can just let you have, you know, your time, you know, to praise God and, you know, to say what you want God to do or what He is doing, whichever, you know, you may be free to do so today. Yes, we would like you to do that. We'd love to see what God is doing for you. You know, it's all right to talk about what He's doing for me, but what is He doing for you? We would love to know that today. So give us a call, 347-857-3925, if you will. All right, then we're going on and I pray for some that has already given us the request. Also, we're still praying for Chad that he would have a complete recovery. He has a way to go, but we trust in God today. Father, we ask you to stop by and touch Chad today, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to touch him. Bring him out, Lord God, and bring him out with a mighty hand in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to continue to touch Pastor James Harrington. Continue to touch him, Lord God. Mend his broken ribs in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for it. Father, we ask you to touch, continue to touch, Lord, so many of them that have cancers, one, because we did lose Allison Crawford. We lost her father to cancer. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch the family, God, the family of this young lady. Touch right now. And touch them right now in Jesus' name. Lord, make a way out of no way for them. Lord, we ask you to touch Clement Thomas today. Also, Clement Thomas, touch them right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, have mercy right now. Oh, God, they need you. Father, touch also Cheryl White, Father, who's on dialysis, Father God. We ask you to touch her right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, she needs your help right now. Right now, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch and deliver. Right now, Lord God, touch James Hennett. James Hennett, Lord, touch him right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to touch Mike Rucker in the name of Jesus. Touch him in Jesus' mighty name. Make him every whit whole right now, Father. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to touch Elma Smith. Lord God, having the problems, blocks in the heart. Lord God, touch her right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for touching her right now, God. In Jesus' name, touch Eldridge Christian, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch him, God. Lord, you made him. You know all about him, Father God. We ask it in Jesus' name, God, to have mercy on him today. Have mercy on Pierre, Lord, Pierre, who has cancer. Also, Father, we ask you to touch them. They're in the hospital at this time. Father, y'all, we ask you to make yourself plain to them today. In the name of Jesus, that you're a miracle-working God. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we ask you to touch Wesley Brown, Father, there in Tampa. Touch Wesley Brown. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to touch him right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, God, and touch Dorothy Tress. Touch Dorothy Tress, Father, who has stopped eating. Touch right now, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, it's only you can heal, God. Only you can deliver right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, we bring in before you every cold case. Everyone is coming up right now in Jesus' name, Lord. Lord, we ask you to touch these mothers, God, that are going through these trials of court, God. In the name of Jesus today, God, give them confidence, God, that you're with them, Father. In Jesus' name, Father. And everyone, Lord God, that's out of you, God, every one of those ones that's bringing charges and what have you up against these mothers of these children. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind that spirit right now in Jesus' name, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, give them victory today, God. You are victorious, God, and you have victorious people. Father, give them victory right now in the name of Jesus. Touch Mr. Benjamin, Lord, in his case, whatever it may be. Lord, we ask you to touch and deliver right now, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it, God. We glorify you, Lord, touching every pastor, God, that's going through, God. Every pastor, Father God, we ask you to touch them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you all the praise, honor, and glory for all that you are doing in their lives right now. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. I'll give you a little word for today. Bless God. Hallelujah. All right. Our thoughts, like children, need to be guided and controlled. If we let them master us, they become tyrants, and we their slaves. Our thoughts, like children, need to be guided and controlled. If we let them master us, they become tyrants, and we their slaves. Govern yourselves accordingly. We do thank the Lord today. Thank the Lord for love. Nathan here today, praise God, looking handsome, praise God, looking handsome as ever, thank you, Jesus, growing up, he's doing big boy stuff now, yes, 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 he's doing big boy things, hallelujah, isn't that what we should do, to big girls and boys things, yes, we should today, we thank God for Pastor Sharon, and all of those of you, if you're a pastor, you can call us and let us know, and we'll thank God for you, too. And we thank God for the listening audience. Of course, we send you lots of love and hugs today. Sister Diane is here, too, today. Praise God. Also, we thank God for everyone that's here, and most of all, you, our listeners, wherever you may be at this time. Oh, yes, you may not be in the open where you can listen. You know, we have so many people that don't believe in God, don't believe in Jesus, and don't want you to believe, too. Mm. You know, that's the sad part. Just because you don't believe, why you want me to stop believing? If that's what make my boat afloat, then leave me alone. you know, praise God. But this is the way people are today. And, you know, the enemy don't care who he bother with, do he? Mm-hmm. He don't care how he bother, how he do it, and with who he work with. He doesn't care. He's not prejudiced. You hear what I'm saying? Ah, he have no respect of persons. All right? So, see, you just going right on in his camp saying, here, use me, devil. And you need to get out the devil's camp and let go and let God have his way in your life right about now. You sure need it today. Hallelujah. Look, we want to pray for the people in those that building that got burned in Kingston, I think that's how you pronounce it, in London. We pray for those that remain, the families and all that, you know, going through such a tragedy. That is terrible tragedy. You should constantly be praying for those people and your people too, because it could happen to you, whatever went wrong there, whatever happened. And we pray for them and those that got shot there at the baseball game place, We praying for them also. See what I'm saying? The devil is loose, and he don't care where he strike and who he strike. He just go eeny, meeny, miny, moe. He just picks somebody out and decide he want to take them out. You know, that's the devil. And, you know, he know his time is running out, okay? Is your time running out? Because his time is running out. So you want to keep up with him, your time going to run out. Just like the devil, all right? So listen, I'm telling you, get in step with God. It's his time now to get in step with God. You know, today I want to encourage you as well as myself. Praise God. I ain't just going to encourage you. I'm encouraging myself too. Because he knock on my door too, just like your door. I told you, didn't I tell you? He ain't got no respect to person. You got respect to person. You deal with cliques and all of this. You got your little group over here, and somebody has got their little group over there, you know, and your group is the only group in the world. You know, this is what you think. And what happened? The devil come right on in that group, too. He ain't got no respect to person, no respect to groups. He don't have a clique. Only clique he got is a clique of demons. Mm-hmm. Okay? That's what he got. He got a whole army of them to defeat you. My. Well, today I'm just going to encourage you a little bit, and I'll turn it right on over to Pastor Sharon. Yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm coming from a start with, I may just end up there too, you know. I have lots of scripture, but, you know, sometimes one scripture gets so good to you, you just keep on with it. You know how it is. Praise God. God, get the going. I don't know today. Hallelujah. But I will start somewhere around, let me see, the sixth. Do I want to go to the sixth? I may jump around in the different verses, okay? I'm starting with the chapter 20 of 2 Chronicles. The 20th chapter is where I'm starting at. But I just want to give you a little groundwork here. I think I'll start at the 5th verse, okay? And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court. Now, you know, I never noticed that before. The new court. Oh, they had a new court. And said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Now, person, a lot of times you come to a point where trouble is just on every hand. It's in your kitchen. Refrigerator stopped working. Right? You see, and your oven ain't baking good no more. Something constantly going on. You don't worry about the dishwasher because you can always put some water in the sink. So you don't worry about dishwashers, do you? Something is always going on. And so much be going on. Your children ain't acting right. The dog has got mange or something. You know, you got so much stuff going on in your life. You go to the store and the man will give you all your stuff, you know, and charge you. You got lots of things going on. You can't find a parking place. And when you go to the grocery store, you just aggravated, aren't you? You see what I'm talking about? Something is always going on. So then you begin to wonder, God, where are you in all this? Aren't you the God that said, you start quoting scriptures, you find out them scriptures then, don't you? And when you find out them scriptures, you start quoting them scriptures. Now, all before you don't know no scriptures, you don't hardly even say no scripture. But now that your whole world seemed to turn upside down and everybody done gone against you, including the dog and the cat, you know, you just going to say, okay, God, where are you? What's happening here? You begin to say, just like the book says here, huh? Say, now, God, you know, you're the God of heaven, and you rule us, all these kingdoms. You rule over the heathen and everything, and you know you got all this power and might. You know how you say it. Don't get up and say you don't say that. You get into a predicament sometimes, and you begin to say these things, and you question God in you. You say that. You know God is God, and you can't get around that. There ain't but one God. You can't get around that, now, can you? But listen, as he goes further, he said, art not thou our God who do drive out the inhabitants of this land before the people Israel gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend forever? Now he begin. Now he trying to, how you say it, come back with. Now he gonna put in a little stuff now to make it good. You know, you done got upset and a little discouraged. You know, like some of you are discouraged about what's going on in your city, discouraged about what's going on in your home, discouraged about what's going on at your job. You got all kind of discouragements going on, and your children won't do what you want them, and the wife and the husband won't do what you want them, and all these kind of things, and you need people to be doing. You think you need people to be doing, so you won't take it out on God. Mm-hmm. This is what you begin to do. But, you know, there come time you get down the line and you don't carry that on but so far. You know, if you belong to God, you're not going but so far. You hear what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now listen to me. And he say, and they dwelt therein and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name's sake. Now, if when evil cometh upon us, now we coming down to it now. Now we get down to the real talk, where you know that you can't do nothing without God, not a thing. You have to face this enemy. You face your enemy. You hear what I'm saying? He say, if when evil come upon us as the sword, judgment, pestilence, famine, and we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house. Now, you got to know where the name of Jesus is, and that's where you got to stand fast at, in that. And cry unto thee in our affliction. See, now you cry. All right? You're afflicted from every which way. You know, now don't say you ain't in that, you don't have that. You always hidey, hidey, hello and never goodbye. You know, you got all, everything. Now, it's okay to say that. You know, it's okay if that's what you want to believe, but you know I don't, right? Because everyone goes from time to time through some type of affliction, chaotic situation, somebody turned on you or something, your best friend that was, you figured your best friend all your life, all of a sudden you see another side of them. Come on, amen, somebody, ouch, that's you. You see, and these things happen. In life. And he said, you cry because right now you in affliction. You in a predicament now, whatever it may be. You may be sick. The doctor might have given you some bad news or whatever the case may be. It's time to cry out to God. He said, now when I cry, then thou will hear and help. Now, you know, you go through this stuff saying, oh, God, you the God of heaven and you this and you that. And you do what? You let God know you remembering what the words say that he is. Okay, not was. Because this is a is situation now. I need you now. See, so it ain't in the was situation. This is in the now situation. Do you get this is where we're coming from today? In the now situation. So he's crying out to God, letting him know that he's remembering what the words say. Do you remember what the words say now? Now we're going to go on. Now I'll leave you a thought today. Say you, I'll tell you one thing and you tell me one thing. I'm saying to you, you can depend on God. And you can tell me I depend on God. That's your answer. You see what I'm saying? Now, as I begin to show you in the scripture these little things, listen how he says it. And now behold the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turn from them and destroy them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. Now here come the enemy, want to take me out of my possession, what's mine. Want to take what's mine. Now don't you know you have a, now that's a real complaint. You see what I'm saying? It's not false. You're not in just saying something out of the top of your head. This is for real. They come to put us out. Huh? The devil. And don't you know he come to do that to you today? He's still doing that. He ain't dead yet. He ain't gone. Huh? He's still here. He's still wreaking havoc in people's lives, trying to take from them, huh? But listen, what he said in the 12th verse, I want you to pay attention. O our God, will thou not judge them? We putting them in God's hand now. We can't do nothing. Can you do anything? You can't do nothing, huh? Everything you do got to come from God. Do you get the picture here today? Come on now, see what I'm saying. For we have no might, because you ain't got enough strength to whoop the devil up like you should, because you is not paying attention to the fact that he gave you power to do that, but you have succumbed to his wiles and his ways. This is what you done. So now we got to bring you back up, right? He said, for we have no might against this great company that come against us. Talk to God about it. Now you figure you ain't got no strength and you ain't got enough money to fight and strength to fight and you don't even know what words to use because you ain't been to church in months of Sunday. See, so nobody could give you a word, you know, to keep telling you what's in the word so that you can fight. Neither know we what to do. Lord, have mercy. Now, you done got to that point that you don't know what to do. All he's taught you. All he's told you over time past, when you were in church or whenever you heard a word, you turned it off the radio because you didn't want to hear that mess, as you call it. Well, that same mess is the mess that's going to get you out the mess you done made that you get your mess itself in.
My God. Come
you
on
see
now.
What I'm talking about? Did you get it? What do we do? Lord, what do we do? He said, but our eyes are upon thee. Now you can turn your eyes on God and say, Lord, I'm depending on you today, right now. I don't know no one else to depend on. I can't depend on my mama, I can't depend on my father. I can't depend on Uncle Joe. I can't depend on Aunt Sue. I can't depend on my husband or my wife. I can't depend on my children. I can't depend on my job. I can't even depend on this little check I get. I can't depend on none of that. So I've got to turn my eyes where? Upon you. See, I'm turning my eyes upon the Lord right now. Come on, turn your eyes upon the Lord right now. Don't be so stout-hearted. Oh, I don't need that. I don't need all that. Yes, you need all this and then some. And we're going to jump on down and so we can go through this here. And he said, hearken ye all Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem and thou king of Jehoshaphat. Thus said the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. Don't matter who come against you, how many come against you. And I tell you, they can say some strong things to you. Make you wonder if you still with God. It'll make you wonder. But he said, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God. You can depend on God, and that's a guarantee. Did you hear what I'm saying? If I never say another thing today, you can depend on God. You know what I'm saying? You can rely on him solely. You can look up and live today. Fall on your knees and cry out to him right now. But let me tell you right now, you can depend on him. You know, because I'm trying to tell you today because I want you to be encouraged. Those of you that at that crossroad where you said, oh, God, where are you? He's still saying like he did in John 15 chapter, I'm the vine, you the branches. You that abide in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Now listen, this is the part you need to know. For without me you can do nothing. You need him. You have to depend on him today. Do you hear what I'm saying? You got to depend on God right now. Because it's he that gave you all that power in the first place. Now he's trying to do what? Put it into action. Let you see that you have power over all the power of the enemy. But today we don't seem to understand that we have power of the enemy, do we? Sometimes we get a little down. Everybody get it down from time to time. They're at a low point in their life. But let me tell you one thing. Even though you may be down and feeling low, Jesus is still Jesus, and his promises you can still depend on. Because he is the one that can bring you out. If he say the battle ain't yours, it's his. The devil ain't fighting you. He's fighting Jesus. He's fighting God. That's who's fighting. Because if God told you greater is he that is within you than he that's in the world, that great God that's on the inside of you is what the devil is fighting. And we got to remember you can still depend on him no matter if you can't even see your way out. of a paper box. You know that you can depend on God. Ain't but one God. Ain't but one God. I just want you to know today he is on your side. He's saying you ain't got to fear what no man can do to you. Because men will do some crazy stuff to you today. And you will get out your rest quick, fast, and a hurry. Believe me, I know this. Know this. Been through it. Lots of times. Still going through it. You see? He said, let me jump right over to Isaiah right quick and tell you what Isaiah said. 41. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. There you go again. Be not dismayed. I'm your God. I'm your God. You don't have to be dismayed. I am your God. Do you get the picture? I'm with you. This is what he's saying. He said, I'll strengthen you. I'll give you the strength you need. You're not going in your own strength. Do you hear what I'm saying? That's our problem. We always trying to go in our own strength. Oh, I know. Oh, I know how to. And you don't know nothing. You need help. He said in that same scripture, he said, yea, I will help thee. And I will uphold thee. He going to hold thee with his right hand of his righteousness. He got you by the hand right now. He holding you. Who's holding you up? God. Ain't nobody holding you up but God. I know that's who's holding me up. I know who he's holding me up. And when he gives you so many instances where he has helped different ones, and throughout the Bible he's given you examples of how he has brought them out. Think about the woman with the issue of blood, how he touched her. He touched her life, you see, with that issue of blood. She was made whole. Changed by God. He's still the same God. He'll help you too with your issues. When that multitude was hungry out there in the wilderness when he was preaching, what he did? He fed them all with somebody else's lunch. He fed them. See, you can depend on him no matter where the source, he has to get the source from. If the fish mouth, he got the money in it, he tell you to go fishing and stop arguing. Well, how you going to do this, God? Well, how you going to do that, God? Let him move in your life. Let him direct your path. It says a good man's steps are ordered by the Lord. If you are that good man, you're walking in the righteousness of God. When you begin to do that, and you will understand that he's going to direct your path where it is, where everything is that you need. Be it if it's the baskets of loaves with the two fish, or it be a fish sitting out there in the lake all by itself. All of a sudden, ain't but one fish in the lake, and that's the one with what you need. You may not eat catfish. Some may not eat brims. Some may not eat codfish or whatever. Everybody got their idea of what they like. But whether you like the fish or not, it could be a catfish got your money. So what you do, pull him on up. Because God only got one fish out there in the lake, and that's that catfish. Just because you don't like him, we're going to see if you're going to bring him out with the money that you need. See? You don't know how God going to work. Do you see what I'm saying? But you know one thing for sure, you can depend on him. Hello? You can depend on him. Is there anybody out there trying to depend on him right now? You can depend on God. And listen, to run down to the 17th, I believe, verse, you shall not need to fight in this battle. He told him, set yourself, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not nor be dismayed. He said, tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. He had already prepared a what? Victory. The victorious battle was already prepared. See, but the thing is, we go before time. We go before Jesus tells us to. We move too fast sometimes. Instead of letting God order your step, you order in your own step, and every time you order your own step, you fall in a hole. Then everybody else is to blame for the hole you fell in. I didn't tell you to go fall in that hole. You went out there by yourself. You're not depending on God, so you rush out into something that you don't even know about. Isn't that right? Oh, I know you don't like that, but it's tight, but it's right. Remember when Jesus went to sleep on that ship and that storm came up, and they going to argue with Jesus. Master, don't you care? We about to go under here. When you think he's asleep, he's not. He's still working. The thing is your faith working? Because he gave it to you. That power and that faith you have, he gave it to you so that you can use it in the time when it's needed. What did he wake up and he say? I guess he would say, why are you bothering me? I done taught you all this long time and you ain't got nothing yet. He said, oh, ye of little faith. You ain't got enough faith to stop this storm. I done put power within you, and you don't even know how to use it. Because you're looking now at the storm instead of the faith that's in you. If the great God is in you, then there's that faith is in you. Not standing on the outside, it is to be seen in action on the outside. That's where it's to be seen. Is that right? Come on now. This is what he says. But our eyes are upon you, God. We depending on you today, Father. We depended on you for strength. We depended on our health. We depended on for every court case. We depending, Lord God, oh God, for the finance, the sources. You just provide the source for me to get well. See, we have depended solely on him. Did you get the picture? I'm telling you, this is what he said. And what did he tell you? After then, in Zechariah, he told you we walk by what? Saying, not by might, excuse me, not by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts. You walk by his spirit. That's what you're supposed to be walking. Not in a carnal mind. Not walking according to what you see, but according to what God has placed, that spirit that God has placed on the inside of you, a great power that's on the inside. And he's looking for you to do what? Use it. Why are you using it? Because you depend on him and his word. You need to tell him, say, I depend on you today, God. I'm depending on you right now, God. See, we don't want to say that. Well, praise God, I'm getting on to the end of the road here. And I'm just going to stop, you know, praise God, because I want you to know that you can depend on him, and the battle is already won. And I can talk to myself, too, because I gets a little down myself sometimes. And let me save this here, and I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Sharon and say, I'm going to tell you about Ephesians. Now, you go and read in this here scripture, and you'll find some jewels in here. Okay? In this same chronicle. Help encourage you to know that in this face of a battle, don't matter how many has come up against you or who's come up against you, how powerful they are come up against you, you still is the greater source, because greater is he that is within you than he that's in the world. Within you. Know the great one is within you because you've been born again, washed in his blood. And the blood will cleanse it. Yes, it will. All filthiness out. All right? Ephesians 3 come up with that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit, where? In the inner man. You are strengthened on the inside. Now we're going to see it being manifest on the outside. Do you get the picture? That's what it's going to be. That's the way it is. You can accept it today because you are now, right now. This is your right now faith, according to Hebrew. Your right now faith. This is what it is now. You depending on him solely, completely. 100% you depending on God. I'm depending on him myself today, aren't you? I don't want you to do no more than I'm doing. I'm depending on God for my source. Make a way out of nowhere. Solve these problems that I have that no man can solve but God. See, that's when you depend on it. He'll make the crooked places straight because you're depending on him. He canceled those assignments of the enemy because you depend on him. He feeds you when you and your children get hungry because you're depending on who? On God. You're depending on God and nobody else. The other thing is we depend on people where we get that little check and we start depending on the check. Well, if they cut the check off, what you going to do? Who you going to depend on then? See? You don't think about that. Here they're talking about you got your retirement money and they trying to play with that. Take that from. You done worked all your life to retire. Now somebody come along talking about taking your retirement money. They don't want you to have your own retirement money, your money you made. Now what you going to do now? You going to depend on God. I'm going to tell you right now, you going to depend on God. That's what you going to do, because you going to look for him then. You're going to be just like this prophet here. You're going to start crying out to him. You're going to start telling him all what the Bible says. Lord, you said in the Bible, you said in this word, you say in that word, God, and you say this God, and you say that God. And why are you saying that in that manner? Because you want to see it fulfilled in you. In your time of need, you need him to fulfill that word, don't you? Oh, you know you do. I know you do. I know you do. Because we'll remind God of all that he said. And God, but didn't you say so and so and so and so and so you said? Just because that don't mean, it means you have done what? You have just got a little discouraged. I didn't say discouraged completely where you're giving up God. I say a little discouraged. Everybody gets a little discouraged. And God sends somebody along to pick you up, not push you back down, to pick you up.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right about now, that's what I need, that pick-me-up person.
Thank
understanding. Don't put me down. Well, I thought you were safe. I'm still safe. He didn't tell me I wasn't going to go through nothing sometime. I'm going to go through something sometime. Heartache, headaches, and all kind of other aches. You're going to go through sometime. Because people going to be people. Regardless of how you look at it, people going to be people. The devil is the devil, and he going to keep on being the devil. And he will not change. The only thing he'll change with is doing what makes you think that he is somebody that he's not. And then it's up to you. But you can depend on God. You need to tell yourself today that I'm finna start right now depending on God solely, solely, completely. Okay? Nobody else but God. I'm not looking at other people's money. I'm not looking at other people's what they got. Because it's theirs, it's not yours. If they don't never give you a dime. And, you know, people get funny anyway. When people, as soon as people get a whole lot of money, get a lot of money, they start changing.
Come on.
I mean, changing. I mean, you know, if you know somebody's been a true friend, now why you want to, you going to get rid of the true friend and get one of them old raggedy muffin ones? Huh? Old raggedy ones. This is my friend. That's the friend. Okay, this is just, I've seen this in the news. Now, Serena's father, he ditched the woman he'd been married to for years and years. Then he get this other woman, and she bleeding for everything he got and find a name and taking his money and everything. Now he's divorcing her. And he crying. What you crying for? You thought the grass was green on the other side, and you find out it was browner than it was when you was out in your own yard. You see? See? Fool you. And if somebody tells you you're doing the wrong thing, you're going to be mad. Why do you get mad when people tell you it's wrong? Then you're going to try to find something in their life to compare to yours.
My God.
Well, what about when you did so and so and so? Boy, that tit for tat. That stuff gets me. That gets me so bad, it makes me want to just don't even speak people no more. I am terribly, I don't know, I'm not judgmental, so to speak, because I'm not going to say, but you said so and so. I ain't got time for that. That's past. What you did say shouldn't have been said. But I'm only saying what you're saying now. And then you're going to say to me, well, you know, when you did so and so and so, you can't compare what I did then. What you going to do if I jump off the Empire State Building? You going to come along and jump too?
Jesus, have mercy. Come on now.
Well, you did it then.
People is so crazy with their stuff today. You know, trying to compare one thing with another thing because you don't want to get rid of your stuff. See, it don't even make sense to me, you know, and it irritates. I'm sorry, y'all got to pray for me. I'm soliciting all y'all prayers right now in Jesus' name. I'm soliciting your prayers. I'm getting stirred up again about that kind of situation. I just detest that type of situation. You doing that? Well, you don't want nobody to tell you about your wrongdoing. I say they tell me about my wrongdoing all the time. And far as people concerned, I'm wrong all the time.
Come on, oh my God, have mercy.
So I hear it all the time. But the part that is wrong is when I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And I say, I sure am wrong. I sure did that wrong. I shouldn't have said that because that wasn't right. I beat up my own self. I don't need you to beat me up because he told me that to judge no man, least I be judged. So I don't have to judge you, see? Because if I'm judging myself, you don't have to judge me.
Come
because I done already put myself in the doghouse. Because the truth is what God hear. And then you wanted to know, why come you so blessed? Why come you got this and why come you got that? Because I deal in truth. That's me. Hello. That's me. Okay? I don't deal in fantasies and lies. I fantasized when I was a young girl. I want to have 10 children. That was a fantasy. And a lie, because God knows I wouldn't be able to have no 10 children.
Yes,
see? But depending on God, give me sense to know that you've got to do what? Tell the truth. People done call me a liar about everything I do. Somebody done called me a liar. So now I have to face the fact that's how they think of me. Do you get the picture of what I'm talking about? Why are you going to sit up there and add a lie to a lie? And both of you are going to end up in the lake of fire. I don't want to go there. When I think about, listen, you want to see your skin about just crawling when you think about them people in that building of fire? I was paranoid in New York City when my mother lived on the fifth floor in this 20-something story building, and I was always paranoid. And then when the elevator stopped working, they ain't working, and you got to do the walking, honey, you are having all kind of conniptions. I hated to go up there. I'm going, if there's a fire, where we going? Which way we going? There's no fire escape to come down the stairs, come out of the building and jump down. Always paranoid every time I went up there. It's like my skin started crawling, thinking about something could happen in this situation, you see? And think about this fire that just went on. You know, it just bothers me. Certain things like that bothers me. And you want to continue to pray for the people. Pray for the people. Make a safe place to live. They might not have been afraid when they was first in there, I guess, just not having a place to live. But sometimes, you know, you got to call on Jesus to help you through these things. See? Just think about it now. Possibilities of troubles and catastrophes and all kind of things can happen. But let's don't fear to the point where we can't serve God. All right, here's Pastor Shelly.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'm just going to leave one thing with you today. We thank God for the word, and we're just going to leave with you Psalms 121. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which make heaven and earth. And he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. So remember now, God is your keeper, and the Lord is the shade upon thy right hand. Know today that with God you can do all things. Even when you go through the storms or things that comes in your life, know that he's working it out just for you. You say, well, I don't feel like he's working it out for me. Yes, he's taking out what's in you. He's molding you and making you. And you know what? Sometimes we have to look at it. Is he trying me at this time to see what will I do? Is this a test? You know how the TV goes, that little sound, and it lets you know this is just a test. And we have to know that even though there's times things may come up against us, know that in God you trust today. Don't allow anyone to assassinate your character. Don't allow anyone to let you do otherwise than what God called you to be, because it's in this day and age, all you really have to stand upon is your integrity, because you cannot find that anymore. I mean, it's so easily for people to deceive one another, but know that God have never lied. What he has spoken, it is so. It doesn't matter if no one understands you. Know that God understands you. Why? He understands your language, because we all express God different ways. We all, our speeches are different. How we explain things are different. But know that today with God you can do all things. Know that you got to believe in the Lord. Believe his word. If nothing else, believe his word. Know that he have never lied to you before. Remember the promise. Remember the promise. And I'm reminded when God told the children of Israel he was going to bless them, right, with a land full flowing with milk and honey. Now, he did not tell them that they weren't going to have battles. He did not tell them they weren't going to have water all the time. He did not tell them that he has to provide food. And see, when God promised you all these things, oh, know that you got to go through. You got to push your way through. But then when you can spy from a for the promises, then you can speak the word like Caleb and say, let me have my portion, that I want my portion now. And you will not take down to anything the enemy is doing in your life. You will not take down, like the lesson was talking about, the Mennonites, when they plant their crop and they're looking for a harvest. The Mennonites came in and took it. Who is the Mennonites in your life today? There's always an enemy roaring to and fro, seeking who he may devour. We always look at devouring at one end and another, but who comes in to upset your apricot, or who comes to accept your stuff today, or stir it up? But you know what? When they stir it up, you stir it up and get more militant and stand on the word of God and let the devil know today, not so. You belong under my feet. God gave me the authority and I'm standing on his promise today. You cannot intimidate me. You cannot push me. Why? Because God is my strength. He is the light of my salvation. And I know today, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I'll tell you, I would not be here today. So know that trials and tribulation does come your way. But look up and live. Know that God is working it out for your good. Now, he did not let you know, tell you, you won't have any tests or trial. Now, you won't have any crying time and sad time. But you know what? He's working it out today. He is making you what he wants you to be today. He's stirring it up on the inside. And know today that you are more than a conqueror and you are blessed. Remember, whose report will you believe? We choose to believe the report of the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, you continue every Wednesday and Thursday to tune into Blog Talk Radio to hear that awesome, powerful word coming from an awesome and powerful lady of God, Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon. I tell you, remember, always depend on God, not on man, but on God. So that's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Again, that call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls prayer line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. If the woman of God has blessed you in any way, I mean with the word, keep praying for you. You have that praise reporter. You would like to bless the woman of God? You can send it to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida,
32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. And don't be stingy with the word, you know, that you hear. Go ahead and share it with your friend. Just like that word bless you, it will bless them too. You might never know, that blessing just continue to flow from one person to the next. So remember to depend always on God. Till then, be blessed and hope to hear you tomorrow on the Will and Walls prayer line.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things,
that's
start,
when things
happening.
Start happening. I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands,
let God,
he can handle it all.